This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Sean Stanley back with you here with Kurt CM Tubbs. It is the Sports Boss. SB Nation Radio. I want to thank Ice Cube and Kenyon Martin for joining us. If you missed any of that, go to Podcast Arena, the Sports Bosses, and you can check out that interview. But now we want to go out to the ice and talk a little hockey. We're going to bring in Alex Kirshner. He covers the NHL for SB Nation. And Alex, how are you doing today?
Good. How about you guys?
Oh, doing good. Doing
great.
My question is this. What is it about the NHL playoffs that seems like the intensity level goes up about 1,000?
You know, it's long, and the series are long, and these teams get to know each other really well by the end of them. And I think that when you have that level of familiarity and you have so much on the line and a championship that's so hard to win, and in a sport where there's probably a little bit more testosterone flowing from time to time anyway, you get that kind of thing like we've seen in this Vegas Jets series.
You know, I was reading the article that you wrote on SB Nation, Alex, and about Vegas and just watching the way that they're playing. And I hate to use cliches, and I know that, you know, you said it's almost that sappy team of destiny feel, but with the way that everything is going for them, it seems like everything, to quote The Simpsons, everything's coming up Milhouse. Is this really, could we be looking at that quote-unquote, that team of destiny?
I think so. I mean, the way that they've just kind of stitched this roster together in, you know, dating back to last June, so that's still about, you know, about 11 months ago, they had, I think, one player on their roster, Alex Tuch, who they got outside the expansion draft, and they just kind of hit on, you know, I hate to use a Vegas gambling term talking about Vegas, it's not a fun, but they've hit like a betting parlay where they've just gotten, you know, player after player who's worked out so perfectly, probably better than their general manager, George McPhee, could have imagined. And just everything has been absolutely perfect. You know, Marc-Andre Fleury's 33. He's having the best season of his career. You get 40-plus goals from William Karlsson, who I think had 15 the 2 years before, playing full seasons. And just up and down the lineup, just these brilliant success stories that have come from nowhere and all at the same time. So, I think, you know, team of destiny is it kind of does have that feel. I understand that's not really a very empirical way to look at a team, but I think that as long as Fleury's playing this well, they've got a shot.
Now, when you look at the Golden Knights, Gerard Gallant, what is he bringing to this team? Just because of what you saw, what happened with the Florida Panthers. We're down here in Miami, so we kind of saw everything with the Florida Panthers. But what does he bring to the Golden Knights that's got them playing at this level?
I don't know. I mean, it's a great question. I think he's pulled off quite a trick. You know, he was a great goal scorer in his day. Mm-hmm. He was a winger, and maybe he's allowed some of his wingers, you know, John Marchessault, Karlsson, when he's playing on the wing, to be free and to kind of play a freewheeling style where they're able to not worry too much about getting bogged down on their own end, and they can kind of poach scoring opportunities wherever they can. So I think that might be an idea, but you know, he did a pretty good job in Florida, and I know that things, you know, by the end, you know, he got fired pretty early into the year a couple of years ago, but I think he had a lot of respect for what he had done in Florida 3 years ago, and I think he's a better coach now than he was when he was with Columbus back when that franchise was just getting started. So a lot of experience at this point, both as a player and a coach, and I'm not on the ground there, but I think whatever he's done, it has to go down as one of the really great coaching jobs in NHL history, given the lack of continuity that this team had being so new.
He's Alex Kirshner, SB Nation, SBNation.com here on the Sports Bosses with Sean Stanley and Chris Tubbs. You mentioned earlier, and I want to kind of hit on this a little bit because I think you hit on something that's really interesting, and just how Vegas is taking advantage of, you know, any little opportunities. There were a couple of, I thought, some big mistakes last night by Winnipeg. I mean, there were a couple of neutral zone turnovers, and then you had the freebie that was given to them, you know, right behind the net with the poor puck handling, you know, by the goaltender. I mean, at this level, I mean, was it just Vegas playing better last night, or did I really see some sloppiness by Winnipeg?
I think you did see some sloppiness by Winnipeg. Winnipeg, you know, the possession metrics, you know, if you guys look at shot attempts controlled and scoring chances and high danger scoring chances, I think Winnipeg outskated Vegas last night for a lot of the game. But you mentioned, you know, the freebie when Hellebuck misplayed a puck behind his net. James Neal's right there.
That was terrible. I was like, I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, if he's a bad puck handler, why are you even back there?
Well, yeah, it's hard. I think it's funny because that used to be an issue that Marc-Andre Fleury had when he played in Pittsburgh, and I think he's kind of rectified it in Vegas. But yeah, you take that easy goal and you know, you throw in the empty netter at the very end, and that's your entire difference in the game. So I do think that Winnipeg is a lot closer to being up 2-1 in this series than maybe it looks from the fact that they get beat by a decent margin last night. So it wouldn't be surprising if they iron some of those things out heading into Game 4 and if they did a lot better.
Alex Kirshner joining us here. Check him out on Twitter, @Alex_Kirshner. Alex, a question in general. What is it about, when you look at the other sports, you have, you know, a home field advantage, you have home court advantage. It seems in the NHL, there's no home ice advantage. It seems like the home advantage is not there.
I think if we looked at it over years and years, we would see that it is there. It's been an odd playoff this year for sure. I think, you know, watching the Capitals go through the Eastern Conference has been really odd because of the way their series have unfolded. And I know that Vegas and Winnipeg have had similar moments kind of throughout their run. It's odd. I don't know that I have a great answer for it, especially because the atmospheres in Vegas and in Winnipeg and in Washington have been great. I mean, these are all teams that have not been in. In fact, none of these franchises have been in the Stanley Cup in the last 20 years, and Washington's been at, you know, once in its entire history. So, you know, you'd think that you'd have pretty raucous buildings, and they have. It might just be one of those odd quirks, really. I mean, it's hard to say. I think I'd still rather be a home team than a visiting team in these playoffs, for sure.
What does Washington have to do? Because I think a lot of us, you know, expect Tampa Bay to be, you know, I thought a lot of us maybe thought Tampa Bay was the best team in the East, and then, you know, Washington disposed of Pittsburgh. They finally got over the Pens in six. But is there something that Washington needs to continue to do to put the pressure on Tampa, even though they are up 2-1? It feels like this series is the pressure is right back on the Caps.
Yeah, I think they got to stay out of the penalty box. I mean, that was a huge issue for them in Game 3. They gave up 2 power play goals on 5 chances, which for a playoff game, the way NHL officials call them, is a lot of opportunities. Tampa's power play is really dangerous, and so is the Capitals. I mean, it's not like the Capitals are scrubs out there when they have to demand advantage, but when Tampa Bay can set up Stamkos in the left circle and Kucherov in the right circle and have Victor Hedman up top, you give them 5 chances, they're going to score once or twice just about every night. So I think you really have to limit those opportunities if you're Washington. Try not to give up any special teams goals tonight.
Now, Alex, right now we got Washington leading in the East 2-1 and Vegas leading in the West 2-1. Who do you see advancing to the Stanley Cup finals, and who do you think would be the best matchup if it's different for the NHL?
That's a great question about the best matchup. I think I would probably be inclined to just pick the teams that are currently leading the series, just because, you know, there's not a whole lot of time left in the series, and it's hard not to go with the teams that have the advantage. So I guess if you ask me now, I'd say Washington-Vegas. I do think it would be great for the league if Alex Ovechkin played in the Stanley Cup final. You know, he's been one of the 2 or 3 best players at minimum of this generation for well over a decade now. And I think hockey fans deserve to see him on that stage. And whether it's Winnipeg or Vegas, I think either way it's going to be awesome to see that Western Conference team come out. Just, you know, I think maybe I'm going to say I'd like to see Winnipeg there because their fans have waited so long to have a chance like this. You know, they lose a team in the 90s, and they've waited and waited and waited, and everything's finally come together this year after a couple of lean years once you know, the Thrashers moved up there in 2011. So I think that I guess if I had to choose, I think it'd be cool to see the Capitals against the Winnipeg Jets.
All right. I've got about a minute and a half left here. One question. With Vegas, with the success that this team has had in its first season, what does that mean for the next expansion teams for the NHL?
Well, I think that it shows that it can work. I think that it might kind of inform the league about how they structure an expansion draft. I mean, the NHL was pretty good to Vegas with how they set up the rules for that draft last summer where they picked all their players. You know, depending on who you protected, you could protect seven or eight guys, seven or eight skaters and a goalie. And that was a pretty good setup for them. I mean, it enabled them to, you know, they didn't get any superstars, but they were able to get some pretty good players, and they were able to use trades to, kind of capitalize on other teams' bad contracts. So I think it might show the NHL that if they are generous to the expansion teams in the draft, then you have a pretty good chance to create a competitive team off the bat. So I don't know that you'll catch lightning in a bottle like this again, because this season's just been completely wild. But it might inform them a bit.
Alex Kirshner covers the NHL for SB Nation. Check out his article at SBNation.com. Also follow him on Twitter at Alex_Kirshner. Alex, thank you for your time and covering the playoffs for us here on the Sports Bosses.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Alex is brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Guest line, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And now, CM Tubbs, I know you're a big hockey fan. What's the finals you're looking for, the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, I mean, listen, Vegas is a great story. Vegas is a fantastic. They're kind of just that little team that all of a sudden isn't the little team anymore. I mean, they have grown up right in front of our eyes. I would love to see the Washington Capitals and the Alex Ovechkin. I'd love to see the Alex Ovechkin storyline, because I do think he's one of the best players that I've personally ever seen. And I mean, I just saw the tail end of Gretzky and Lemieux and Jagr and whatnot. But I'd like to see that. And as much as the Vegas story is great, I absolutely love the city of Winnipeg. I've been there many times being a Minnesota guy. And I understand what it's like when you lose a franchise, because we lost the North Stars to Dallas and Norm Green. So I understand what those fans were feeling when they lost their team. And now they got it back. And now they're getting that second chance at it. And this is the best that, I mean, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think they got blasted by the Oilers during the Oilers run in the 80s. But I would love to see Winnipeg, just for the community up there as well, because I love it, and I'd love to see Winnipeg and Washington. But Vegas is a great story, man, and just think about what we could be seeing if Vegas does indeed make it to the Stanley Cup Finals and wins it all.
Now, which farther from Tampa, Winnipeg or Vegas?
I think it's got to be Winnipeg, isn't it?
All right, then I want Tampa Bay, Winnipeg. That's the Stanley Cup final.
So you want it to be the...
I'm just going off the traveling arrangements. Yes, that's what I want.
You're a horrible person.
Yeah. And when we come back, you'll find out what we learned today.
That's it.
Right here on the Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.